Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. We're all tired of being dissed, but there are a lot of disses that just can't be avoided. So this week I'm looking at three movies about disses. There's a biopic about a renowned musician diagnosed with a schizoaffective disorder, an Italian drama about a dysfunctional couple, and a documentary about dishonesty. Dishonesty, the truth about lies, directed by Yael Melamed. We're all liars, and we all lie about the same things in the same way, or so says a new documentary about lying. It focuses on the work of Dan Ariely, a professor of behavioral economics and psychology at Duke University and MIT. In an experiment repeated thousands of times all around the world, Ariely tested students in groups and asked them to self-mark their tests, drop them into a shredder before anyone saw it, and report to an official. And they're paid $1 for each correct answer they reported. What they didn't know was that the tests weren't actually being shredded. Afterwards, Ariely compared the real answers on the pages with the fake scores that people had given them, and they found out that most people lie. They lie to the same extent and about the same things all around the world. Movie also says a lot more and interviews real people, people like politicians who cheat on their wives or insider traders on Wall Street, to look at the rationales for their dishonesty. This is a very slick, fascinating, and easy to understand documentary. Excellent doc. I recommend this one. Hungry Hearts, directed by Saverio Costanza. Jude, played by Adam Driver, is an engineer, a tall, well-dressed young man in New York City. Mina, played by Alba Rohrwacher, is a beautiful petite Italian woman with pale skin and fiery red hair who works at the embassy. Somehow, the two strangers find themselves locked inside a tiny, grungy basement toilet in Chinatown. Jude is to blame for the horrible stench and Mina for the constant complaining. The two of them are trapped in a claustrophobic, unhealthy situation. So what do they do next? They have sex, fall in love, get married, and have a baby. If only they believed in omens. They soon discovered they're different in every possible way. Jude likes science, doctors, hospitals. Mina is into fortune tellers, vegetarianism, naturopathy, and feelings. Not a big problem until the baby, known as Baby, comes into the picture. They don't bother to name it. Jude is prone to anger and violence, and he thinks the kid is sick and starving and not growing big enough and fast enough. While frequently depressed, Mina thinks the problems are all on Jude's side. And if you throw in Jude's mother, Anne, played by the veteran actress Roberta Maxwell, a real Butinsky, things start to elevate. Will they survive the stink, decay, and claustrophobia of their dysfunctional lives? Okay, well, Hungry Heart has its good parts. This is a real drudge of a movie filled with endless bickering, crying, hitting, punching, and altogether awfulness. The honeymoon lasts about 90 seconds, and the rest of the movie is less torrid sex, more horrid fights. Love and Mercy, directed by Bill Pollad. It's the 1960s. The Beach Boys is a cheesy pop band known for its catchy tunes, tight harmonies, and formulaic California sound. They're all about girls, surfing, and roadsters. Most of the members are brothers or cousins, and they're getting ready for their big triumphal tour of Japan when something strange happens. Brian Wilson, played by Paul Dano, has a panic attack on a plane, and he decides to stay home in LA. So while the rest of the band is touring, he's composing, arranging, and producing this incredible music. LA's famous studio musicians, known as the Wrecking Crew, provide the music, and Brian just goes wild. He tosses paper clips onto piano strings to make this plinky, harpsichordish sound. He brings dogs into the studio to bark and howl. Even has them play in two separate keys different musicians playing two separate keys at the same time. The result is Pet Sounds, one of the most highly praised pop albums ever recorded, and rightly so. It even inspired things like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. This is Brian Wilson in the 60s. The movie's also about Brian Wilson in the 1980s, played by John Cusack. We see him enter a Cadillac showroom where he meets the saleswoman Melinda, played by Elizabeth Banks, a blue-eyed blonde. It's the 80s, so she has big hair and enormous aquamarine shoulder pads. So Brian talks to her slowly and hesitantly, like he's never seen a woman before and he isn't used to speaking out loud. They gradually become close, but they face a formidable obstacle in the form of a man. Dr. Jean, played by Paul Giamatti, is this psychiatric Svengali who has taken complete control over Brian's life. What he eats, where he goes, even whom he's allowed to talk to. He's diagnosed Brian as paranoid schizophrenic and has him pumped full of toxic amounts of meds. That's why, probably why he walks around with his mouth half open, staring off into space most of the time. So can the 1960s Brian bring all his musical dreams to fruition? And can the 1980s Brian ever reemerge from his medically induced haze? Okay, Love and Mercy is long, detailed, sometimes a bit slow. It's chronological, though, in its two parts, but it jumps back and forth between the 60s and the 80s, so you follow both the stories throughout the film. I was left only half satisfied by the story, but the music, seeing it being created and composed and arranged, the music seduced me into listening to the Beach Boys for a week later, over and over. Pet Sounds, fantastic music. Hungry Hearts and Love and Mercy and Dishonesty at the Bloor Cinema all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and at my website, culturalmining.com.